We're learning in the merit of Ozer ben Alexander HaKohen. The question was asked. We learn in our parsha, Parshat Vayera, that the angels came to Sodom and said, "We will overturn the city." And they were punished for that. Well, can angels do something against the will of Hashem? So the answer here breaks down into two answers. The two will seem as though they are two totally different answers. And as you think about it, maybe you'll see that the two don't have to live separately. Maybe they're not mutually exclusive. But I'll present them as two mutually exclusive answers. The first answer is that angels have free will. Angels do have bchira chofshit. You see this in this medrash. You see it in other midrashim. And it's spelt out in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses the different creations on the planet and the uniqueness of different creations. And he says angels have free will. They might not have a desire to do bad, but they do have free will. The human being has free will and two desires pulling him in two directions. But angels also have free will. So angels can express things in the wrong way. That can happen. That's answer number one. Answer number two. When we describe angels giving the wrong answer, that doesn't necessarily mean they did against the will of Hashem. Let's take an example. The Medrash describes how prior to creation, Hashem asked the angels, "Should I create man?" And the angels answered, "Man, he's going to do sin. Why would you want to create him?" And so Hashem destroyed those angels, created a new set of angels, called them in and said, "Should I create man?" They said, "Man, he has all kinds of desires. Man is always drawn in the wrong direction." God destroyed them, created a new set of angels. Every set of angels that came in had another reason why it's a bad idea to create man. And every set of angels were destroyed until finally a group of angels came forward and said, "Well, if you want to create man, you first have to create tshuva. Because man has all these weaknesses. The only way you should create man and keep him around is if you create the ability to repent, to do tshuva. Then you can create man." So then Hashem said, "Oh, that's a great idea," and went on to create tshuva and then create man. Wait a second. Hashem created these angels, right? You create a robot that's going to say something, and then you say, "Bad robot, bam." What's the point, right? Unless the point is to tell us, don't think that when Hashem created the world, He wasn't aware of your weaknesses and your shortcomings. Hashem created a world knowing full well what type of human being was going to be created. And on some level, that was a given. Because Hashem could have said, "Okay, I'll create man without all those weaknesses." No. Part of the definition of man is he must have those challenges. So when we are taught by the Medrash, this conversation between Hashem and the angels, we are taught many things, conceptually, philosophically. So yes, we look at it and say, "Oh, Hashem banished those angels. What did they do wrong? Hashem created them in the way that was what they saw." No, the Medrash is telling me something. Hashem didn't need to have a conversation with the angels. Hashem had that conversation to teach us. Now I look at that and I say, okay, Hashem knew I'd have weaknesses. Hashem knew man would sin. Hashem had all this planned out. And then Hashem said, okay, I'll create tshuva and then I'll create man. Medrash gives me perspective. By the same token, it's possible that these angels had a job. Part of their job was to express things inappropriately and be punished. And we learn from that, because very often we are tempted, when we really shouldn't be taking credit, we are very tempted to take credit, to talk about what I'm going to do. And it's really not me. It's me and a whole lot of other forces, and I'm just the representative. So the angels taught us a concept. So that's another approach to this question.